Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, first broadcast on Sunday the 17th of March 2024. The presenter on VK7WI this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On Sunday, this broadcast originates on repeaters all over VK7 and is relayed on medium and high frequency by the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3670, Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On 7140, Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 14130, Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 28525, Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. On UHFCB, Channel 24, in the Hobart area, Mark, VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie. And on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can hear the broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT down south. Contest news. John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest. The field day is currently running over this weekend, the 16th and 17th of March, and will run from UTC 0100 on Saturday till 0059 on Sunday. Logs need to be submitted by midnight on the 14th of April 2024. The aim of the contest is to encourage and provide familiarisation with portable and field operation and provide training for emergency situations. The rules are therefore specifically designed and focused to encourage field operations. Although the contest is primarily for portable or field operators, home stations can take part using a different scoring system. The contest is open to all VK, ZL and P2 stations. All other stations are welcome to participate, but can only claim points for contacts with VK, ZL and P2 stations. All VK, ZL and P2 stations can claim points for all contacts with any station in the world, as long as valid serial numbers are exchanged. Single or multi-operator portable or home entries can be 24 or 6-hour using phone, CW, digital or all modes and can be on HF, VHF, UHF or all bands. Multi-operator stations are not permitted in the home category. Most logging programs, VKCL and N1MM for instance, cover the field day rules. And that's 73 from the WIA contest committee. Tassie Ham Conference. Save the date. Friday the 1st, Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of November 2024 are the dates for the next Tassie Ham Conference. After a very successful 2022 event and the fantastic feedback we received from the event, we are holding the next run on the first weekend in November. The event will be slightly different format with 1.5 days of presentations, activity and fun. We are not going to hold a ham expo on the Sunday and finish up proceedings at lunchtime on Sunday to enable our interstate and overseas attendees to fly or drive back home. Reece will again be holding a social evening and barbecue at the Reece Club Rooms located on the top of the Queen's Domain on the Friday evening. Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of November will be an amateur radio conference with a full program of presentations, activities and fun. The location will again be the University of Tasmania, Sandy Bay campus. Watch the conference website for details on the presentations and details as they come to hand. Our previous VK7 Ham Conference presentations are available on the Ham Radio DX YouTube channel playlist. There will also be many wonderful and impressive raffle prizes drawn across the weekend. 73 is from the Tassie Ham Conference Organising Committee. Statewide news. QSL update. Reports from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. If you live near another amateur and can collect and deliver their cards to their QTH, that would be a big help. Let Herman know if you can help. Herman received another package of QSL cards in the mail a few days ago. An updated list of cards held as of the 15th of March is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email and his email address, herman@aussiemail.com.au. And that is 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide news, Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's Zulu Golf Kilo, Fox Golf Golf Tango, Delta Mike Hotel, Echo Victor, Echo Kilo Alpha, and Papa Delta, all sharing over 30 photos. The various subjects were murals, lighthouses, the International Space Station, Spitfires from World War II on static display, radio-controlled target drones, model OQ-2, made by Radioplane in the 1940s for the US Army. A photo of one of the Radioplane factory workers named Norma Jean Doherty, who later changed her name to Marilyn Monroe. The 50-year anniversary of the release of the song Candle in the Wind by Elton John. This song was in honour of the life of Marilyn Monroe. A statue that has been changed or carved from an old tree. Statues in Launceston Parks, including Dr. Pugh, the first surgeon in the Southern Hemisphere to use ether. Remember, Ken BK7KRJ's and Steve's BK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. There's no theme for next week's net. And that's 73s from Andre, VK7 Zulu Alpha Bravo. And now news from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday the 6th of April at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and the club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea and coffee available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, your news officer of the NWTARC. News from the North, SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, BK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. A little bird told me that one of our members, Stephen, VK7 Sierra Victor Golf, recently had an article published in the March edition of Silicon Chip in the serviceman's log section entitled The Old Days of TV Antennas. So, as soon as my copy arrived, that section was quickly turned to. It's an interesting article on antenna installation and servicing. One service call was for an installation that had previously grown in size over the years. Unfortunately, it was not really world's best practice, or maybe it was lack of knowledge or just leave it to the next guy to fix. In this case, Stephen was the next guy to fault find and receive an electric shock where you might not expect one. But apart from that, I'm sure that I've never been in a room with 16 26-inch cathode ray tube television sets, let alone all displaying teletext. Do you remember teletext? Thank you, Stephen. We now know who SG from Tasmania could be. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Last Wednesday evening, we had a very pleasant surprise. Three new faces turned up for a visit to the club technical night. Adam and Vicky arrived just after the doors were opened, with Dennis arriving shortly thereafter. Hopefully, they all felt welcomed and included in the night. It did see our last copy of your entry into amateur radio walk out the door, though. Luckily, Vicky and Adam had purchased a copy while on a recent trip to Hobart from a certain Caltech service station at Moona. Thank you, Clayton, for saving our embarrassment over our low stock level. Feel free to visit us again. I presume that refers to the trio of visitors. Later in the tech night, Ross VK7ALH arrived with a couple of items. Firstly, a Mega BR3 Bridge Mega testing set, still in its original dovetailed wooden case. The case was essential for protection during field use. The unit is still in mint condition and is probably circa 1970s. It's a highly accurate, high-voltage bridge designed to locate cable and outer sheath faults, especially useful when fault finding on underground cables. These instruments are to be treated with respect, not only because it is a fine piece of test equipment, but when it is actually testing, there can be upwards of 500 volts DC present on the external connection terminals. As the instrument name implies, it is capable of performing different test functions. There are effectively five states the instrument can be in, depending on the function selector. Insulation position. This can check cable conductors for insulation resistance measured in megohms at 500 volts DC. The leakage / breakdown results are displayed on a meter scale. This testing is especially useful for underground cables. Discharge position. This one is most important. You should always go back to this one after testing insulation breakdown. Why? Well, when testing long cable pairs, they behave as a capacitor that has just been charged up to 500 volts. If the insulation resistance is in good condition and not leaky, then trust me, they can stay at a high potential for quite a while. Discharge position does as it says, dissipates the stored energy in the conductors under test. The other three functions are bridge, Varley and Murray tests. Modes. These three positions are for the initial balancing or nulling of the instrument's internal Wheatstone bridge and shown on the moving coil meter. This is accomplished by the adjustment of the four inbuilt 10-position rotary switches for a middle or null reading on the bridge meter. This is not unlike twiddling the knobs on antenna matching unit for the lowest VSWR. Simplistically, with the values on the balancing rotary switches and a couple of other null measurements and mathematical formula or two, you can calculate the distance from the unit to the fault in the cable. However, the fun part is where the 500 volts comes from. Nowadays, you push a test button and it automatically goes off and completes the test with minimal fuss using internal batteries. However, this one is from the days where you located the folding crank handle, which was attached to the internal generator. You then had to wind or crank the handle for the duration of the test or measurement at about 200 revolutions per minute, as constantly as you could. Real hands-on test and measurement. The term mega nowadays is common language for checking insulation resistance. However, there would be 100 manufacturers or rebranded models on the market now, but this one was actually built by Mega. Like the English expression to hoover the floor, it has taken on the original manufacturer's name for the actual function being performed. To Mega something has passed into our language lexicon also. Ross's other goodie was an ex-military telephone sets D Mark V, manufactured by Standard Telephones and Cables Company, Proprietary Limited from Sydney in 1941. A compact field station metal box with a folding lid measuring 225 by 150 by 115 millimetres, closed, and is painted in good old olive drab. It's powered by two 1.5-volt dry cells, has a magneto bell and a buzzer. It comes with a permanently attached single Bakelite earpiece and a detachable handset, as well as a compact Morse key mounted between the bell and buzzer. It was used for verbal and Morse code communications over short distances via a telephone line. It could, however, provide reliable speech over 8 to 10 miles and 15 miles for Morse telegraphy using standard field cable. Thanks once again for delving into your collection, Ross. NTAC QSL cards. Andrew, VK7 Delta Whiskey, our QSL manager, has advised me that yet another recent delivery of QSL cards has arrived. VK7's Alpha Tango, Alpha Uniform, Bravo Oscar, Delta Oscar November, Golf Charlie, Juliet Foxtrot Delta, Kilo Papa Charlie, and Kilo Whiskey and Zulu Romeo. If you just heard your call sign, then there are cards waiting at the NTARC club rooms for collection on the next coffee morning or technical night. Thanks, Herman, for your continued support regarding Curacell deliveries, and thank you, Andrew, for the update. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items are to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, says Stefan with 73, 3K7 Zulu Sierra Bravo, and he's Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. And now moving down the Midlands Highway and news from the south. Broadcast news. UHF CB24 rebroadcast Tuesday nights. Mark, VK7 FMAC, has let the VK7 AR News team know that he will be rebroadcasting the WIA and VK7 News broadcasts on Tuesday nights on UHF CB Channel 24. Please note there will be no callbacks taken. And that's 73 from Mark, VK7 FMAC. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, or commonly known as REST, and the April presentation. The History of UTC and the Leap Second. REST's April presentation night will be a fascinating presentation from Peter Corney, a VK2 Echo Mike Romeo. This will be a humorous presentation about how Universal Coordinated Time, or UTC, came into existence and why we need Leap Seconds. There will also be a very timely update from WRC 23 on Leap Seconds as well. Peter attended the World Radio Conference 2023 with Dale Hughes and is well versed in the ITU and WRC behemoth. He has been involved for many years due to his professional maritime background. It'll be held on Wednesday night, the 3rd of April 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it will also be broadcast on DVB-T, RF, and via the REST YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night. See you there, 73s, from the REST Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. May presentation, save the date. Frederick Pop Medhurst, Alpha 7 Alpha Hotel, Tasmanian Pioneer. REST's May presentation night will be a fascinating presentation on a true Tasmanian telegraphy and wireless pioneer, F.W. Pop Medhurst, who started his wireless experimentation as Alpha 7 Alpha Hotel. It will be held on Wednesday night, the 1st of May, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it will also go out on DVB-T, RF, and via the REST YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night. See you there, 73s from the REST Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night was a fantastic presentation from Tony VK7XTC, who makes cigar box guitars. We covered how Tony got into cigar box guitars, a little of the heritage, and the many things used as the basis of the guitar. Tony has made 11 guitars to date, and he took the audience through the elements of making a cigar box guitar, starting with the neck, the cigar box and strengthening the box, the pickups used, the frets, sound holes for acoustic and electric versions. Apologies, as we had some audio issues when looking at photos, and we did a quick review of the photos with descriptions later in the presentation. A huge thank you to Tony for showing us this fascinating hobby. We then had a special request in Norbert, who is VK0 Alpha India / VK5 Mike Quebec, and he was fresh back on the last flight out of Antarctica from Casey Station after spending 4 months over summer. There was a huge amount of science performed over summer out of Casey Station, and Norbert gave us some insight about what was happening. Norbert operated VK0 AI using mainly FT8 and made over 800 contacts. Some of the experiments included NASA programs and a space analog with astronauts using medical equipment in extreme environments. It was heartening to hear about the science being performed and how many countries all work together in Antarctica, and that country borders really do not exist in Antarctica. Thanks to Norbert for dropping into the studio. We finished with a space weather report and future events. This week we will have some interesting historical items, magazines, mind-altering substances, magical tricks, and much, much more. See you in the studio or on the stream. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube streaming channel, and we also go out on RF on DVB-T 7 meg standard definition on 445.5 megs. So if you have a TV, a set-top box, or a USB TV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a very good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's night signal. Look out for VK7 Oscar Tango Charlie. And that 73 is from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Technology history news. Digital sensor network to monitor air traffic at vertiports. Researchers at the Fraunhofer Institute for High Frequency Physics and Radar Techniques, FHR, have been developing an entirely digital sensor network, including a radar sensor, that in the future will be able to closely monitor air traffic at so-called vertiports, that's landing sites for drones and air taxis, and ensure safe flight operations. Not only is the system being considered for use in vertiports, it can also monitor corridors across cities used by transportation drones. At the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris, the first passengers in Europe will be transported by air taxis, with air travel companies planning to equip Olympic venues with electrical vertical takeoff and landing systems, or eVTOLs, to transport visitors to events directly from the airport. Initially, these drone systems will be piloted by a human, with one passenger per taxi. In the coming years, they could be piloted autonomously. An important aspect of this concept is the safety of the vertiports used for launching and landing eVTOLs, which will be integrated into roofs, train stations, parking lots, and other urban structures. Researchers at Fraunhofer FHR aimed to tackle an important part of the safety of the new drone stops by equipping them with a modular, fully digital sensor network, including a radar sensor. The network can be adapted to the size of each vertiport and uses both active and passive sensors with fully autonomous functionality, linking to each other and collectively sensing the port. The decentralized active and passive sensors are installed on the ground and work together to sense the entire takeoff and landing pad, as well as the airspace above it. The network decides which sensor to operate in active, sending and receiving, and passive, receiving only, mode as required. The more sensors in the network, the greater the area that can be monitored. Even if a sensor or radar node is added or removed, the radar network can continue to function flawlessly. The key to the network is autonomous organization and decentralized processing is the connection between the individual nodes via wireless communication channels integrated into the radar signal. By integrating the network communications in the radar signal, the signal can be seamlessly integrated into future telecommunication infrastructures. This represents an important milestone on the path towards merging fully-fledged radar and telecommunications, according to Bjelland. We are integrating the communication signal into the radar waves instead of using separate channels for radar and communication, he said. Another key feature of the so-called civil drone systems, or CDS network, is that in contrast to test monitoring systems based on mobile radio, the system is able to detect eVTOLs that don't have a communication device, such as a chip or tag. With the addition of AI, the safety solution can not only detect obstacles that block incoming or outgoing flight paths, but also classify them. This means that it is able to classify objects such as trees, birds, and drones. The radar network can even recognize the size of a drone and how many rotors it has. And that's sourced from the Critical Comms webzine. and our regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3640, commences at 6:30 p.m. Australian Daylight Savings Time. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF/VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the North and Northwest, RJG on 438.55 with a 7 meg negative offset, and in the South, VK7RAF on 146.650 with a negative 600 kilohertz. Offset and a CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave curso party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 megs, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, and then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using a Q6560 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist, WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms on the Queen's Domain. Reist, DATV Experimenters Night from around 6 p.m. with show starting at 7:30 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms on the Queen's Domain. SOTA WWFF group meet Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 until 12. Midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe on Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. TestNet/CW course, 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30 p.m. NTARC coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon in the Rochelle club rooms. NTARC Club Technical Nights, Wednesdays the 27th of March, and will commence at 6:30 p.m. through till about 10 p.m. at the club rooms in Archer Street. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net, 144.190 upper sideband. Northwest SSTV Nights, Monday the 25th of March, hosted by Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD on 70 centimetre repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events, Reist and NTARC, April the 3rd, 2024, History of UTC and the Leap Second with Peter Picorni, VK2 Echo Mike Romeo, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain and streamed into the Rochelle Club Rooms. NWTARC, April the 6th, club meeting from 1:30 p.m. at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reist, May the 1st, Pop Medhurst, Tasmanian Wireless Pioneer with VK7TW from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain and streamed. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader will be Justin, VK7TW. Repeaters Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray, VK7 Juliet Hotel, and VK7 Delta Charlie. On 160, VK7 Golf Sierra. On 80 metres, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. 40, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. 20, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. 10 metres, VK7 Delta Golf. UHF CB24, VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie, and on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters throughout Tasmania. And that concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. This is VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For further information about the broadcast, you can find it at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday, prior to the Sunday. Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will now be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's cheers and all the best from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.